Good morning, London. This is Eric Olander in San Francisco with a package on Zhang Huiguo, and the suggested lead comes to you as follows. One of China's most outspoken critics has arrived in the San Francisco Bay Area to begin a year of research at the University of California at Berkeley. Correspondent Eric Olander caught up with journalist Zhang Huiguo, and the story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Almost immediately after the 1989 military crackdown in and around Tiananmen Square in Beijing, Zhang Huiguo was arrested and detained for almost 2 years. Along with many other demonstrators at the time, Zhang was accused by the Chinese Communist Party of counter-revolutionary behavior. Until his arrest, Zhang was the Beijing bureau chief for the World Economic Herald, one of China's most liberal newspapers, until it was disbanded after the demonstrations in the spring and summer of 1989. Since his release from prison, Zhang made numerous efforts to apply for an exit permit to leave China. Repeatedly, he says, his requests were denied. Then one day, just before the U.S. presidential elections last November, Zhang went back to the Security Bureau to apply again for a permit. This time, an official at the Bureau told Zhang, quote, "Regardless of who gets elected, you're going to the United States." Zhang firmly believes pressure from the Bush administration on the Chinese government played a very important role in his obtaining an exit permit. Now that Zhang Huiguo is in America, he explains why he felt it necessary to leave.
另外一个呢，就是因为这两年一直是做那个自由撰稿人，从自己本人来讲，付出的输出的多，输入的少。世界发展很快，变化很大，那么也需要补充一些新的知识，所以到这里来了。Zhang
says while he is doing research in the U.S., his goals include learning more about the American media. He is anxious, he says, to better understand what it's like to be a journalist in a system that doesn't have as many restrictions as in China.
那我想因为这个美国是一个新闻自由比较发达的国家，这个作为一个新闻工作者，特别是在大陆向往这个新闻自由、为新闻改革做些推动工作的这个自己来讲，应该先注意了解、观察，看一看美国的这个新闻它的自由出版情况。Since
the 1989 uprising, China has changed a lot, says Zhang. Increasingly, state-run companies and even entire industries are being privatized and forced to make money or go bankrupt. According to Zhang, it is this drive for profit that will inevitably lead to more freedom within the media.
既然是产业，那么就应该要有盈利，要盈利就要有这个收听收看的读者听众就要多一些，那么这个广告才能够卖得出价钱。
With some industries, the Chinese government has played an active role in promoting growth and economic development. But with respect to the media, Zhang says, the government has done little to change or reform the system.
现在是一个问题，这个呢，就看怎么角度来看。这个看上去是一个共同出现的现象，但实际上呢，是有很根本的区别。因为作为政府当局管理意识形态的部门，管理新闻的这些部门。 他还是原来的一些部门，指导思想还是原来的，政策法律还是原来的，对新闻的这种控制丝毫没有放松。我刚才讲到的变化是中国大陆的新闻从业人员，由于89年以后他们对这一个问题认识的觉醒，采取了一种自觉的努力的，在有限的范围里面拓展这种空间。
Zhang acknowledges that he may be a token in the game that's being played between Beijing and Washington. He points out that the timing of the issuance of an exit permit coincides with demands from U.S. President Bill Clinton that China improve its human rights climate. Currently, the Chinese and U.S. governments are involved in talks relating to Beijing's admission to the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, and both sides are preparing for the annual battle over the U.S. renewal of Most Favored Nation trade status to China. The Clinton administration has made it very clear that human rights issues will be on the agenda of virtually all these negotiations. And Zhang Huiguo says that's where he fits in the picture. Zhang will spend about a year on the Berkeley campus at the Institute of Asian Study and says he wants to return to China, maybe to start up a new newspaper and continue to battle for greater reform in the Chinese press. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Eric Olander.